picked up a fellow South Ender hitchhiking this morning on my way into town. Not untypically, he was a little down on his luck. No car, license rescinded for DUI, out of work, all the usual. He was living in a friend's camper, he told me, now that he'd moved out of his mom's place. Not a real good situation, he said. The mom's place. He'd been shacked up with her. He searched for the right characterization and finally hit on boyfriend, out in a trailer in the backyard. She was, if I understood correctly, living in the house with her husband. Apparently not my rider's dad. Extended families on the South End, you may have surmised, are slightly more, elastic than those further up island. But the ties are no less binding, I'm sure. His roommate, the mom's beau, was a bad drinker, he confided, and arguments were becoming more heated in the late evening hours, so he decided to move along before the law was necessitated. I said that seemed prudent to me. My passenger said his mom was upset at his departure. Misunderstanding him, I mumbled something insincere about mother's milk or some equally half-assed sentiment, to which he said she'd thrown his belongings out in the yard during the previous day's rain squall. Kind of a bummer, he admitted. All those wet clothes, man, a real drag. We discussed the weather a while. Sun was out, the rains had subsided. Life was good, we decided. Just two gentlemen of the highway cruising the back roads of Camino. I dropped him at the Elder Bay grocery. He was, he grinned, getting some snacks and beer, and then, I'm going to go home, kick back, enjoy the afternoon, man. Yes, indeed. Sometimes life is as simple, as pleasurable, as uplifting. Well, as a friend's warm camper, some dry clothes, a working TV, a bag of Cheetos, and a ride back to what, temporarily, is home. Pop a cold one before noon and say goodbye to those morning blues. Attitude, and you can inscribe this over the trailer door, is everything.